Hello, Andy here, and welcome back for day 7. Yesterday, we learnt the key to preparing for a mindful meeting at work. Today, we're going to have a look at a biggie, stress at work, and actually stress anytime. Before I say any more, I have some good news. Some fairly recent research found that stressed people who believed that stress was good for them had a lower mortality rate than stressed people who thought that stress was bad for their health. Basically, your beliefs about stress can change your life expectancy. So, let's make stress our friends. And guess what? We can do this with meditation. So, let's meditate. This meditation is for those stress explosions at work. When something happens that throws you, someone says something about some work you've done that upsets you, or your boss makes a big change that you don't like. For this meditation, I'm adapting a breathing technique created by Dr. Andrew Weil, called the relaxing breath. I'm going to do an extended version of this today, but you can use the core breathing exercise to deal with a difficult situation. So finding your comfortable sitting posture, sitting tall and upright, and taking a deep breath in. Gently breathing out and closing your eyes. Beginning by connecting with your feet on the floor and the contact points where your body meets the chair you're sitting on. Really allowing your body to be held and supported. Feeling safe and secure. Really feeling that heaviness in your body, that weight going down into the ground, while also feeling a sense of uplift and lightness. Sitting with a sense of dignity and awakeness. Beginning by acknowledging how you're feeling. So if something's just thrown you, maybe your emotions and body sensations are quite intense right now. And sometimes they can feel amplified when you sit quietly in meditation. Acknowledging how you feel while really connecting with that sense of your body, feeling grounded. And now tuning into your breath at your nostrils. Feeling the air entering and leaving your nostrils. Really tuning into those sensations as if nothing else in the world matters right now. With a single-pointed awareness. Noticing all those subtle nuances of your breath. And trusting in your breath to anchor you in the present moment. Even if you're feeling very wobbly, maybe anxious, maybe your heart's beating quite fast, whatever you notice, just staying with your breath and trusting in the power of your breathing. Now we're going to do a little breathing exercise to send a message to our body that it's okay to calm down and find a place of stillness. This exercise cultivates a relaxation response, and doing this breath as quickly or slowly as you would like to. So listening to your body and your own lung capacity and how you're feeling right now as well. So breathing in for a count of four, through your nose. Holding your breath for a count of seven. And then blowing out through your mouth for a count of eight. And continuing breathing for a moment, just normally. So you don't need to accent your breath as you do that. This is just an example of my internal counting, but finding your own rhythm with this. And again, breathing in for a count of four through your nose. Holding for a count of seven. And blowing out through your mouth for a count of eight. And doing this now at your own pace, a couple more times, and then returning to your normal breathing. And when you end this practice, noticing how you feel, noticing if anything changes. So I'll allow you to do this now. So checking in with how you are right now. Noticing any sense of calm you may have cultivated. If you're feeling about the same, that's okay too. With all mindfulness practices, it can take a bit of getting used to. It's something new, and it might not feel comfortable to do yet either. So being very gentle with yourself, noticing how you feel having done this relaxing breath. And now continuing to focus on your breathing as normal. And tuning into it in a familiar place. So maybe at your nostrils, down at your belly, or getting a sense of your whole body breathing, rising and falling, with each in-breath and with each out-breath. And continuing to do this. Now taking another deep breath in. Breathing out. Gently opening your eyes. And allowing your senses to adjust more to the outside world. Becoming aware of the sounds around you. And noticing if you've been pulled into the busyness of the outside world already. And knowing that you can remain connected with your breath right now. Also noticing, if you still feel anxious or a bit stressed, is there any self-judging there, or frustration, because you've done this meditation, and you don't feel completely relaxed? Becoming aware of how you're feeling, and you can say to yourself, "That's okay, that's the way I feel." And you can always do this meditation again. Remembering not to hold on to the bad experiences or cling to good feelings. Knowing that each day you're a different person and you'll connect with different meditations in a different way. And you can ask yourself, can I be okay with not being okay right now. Can you make peace with this moment, despite not feeling great? That is your SOS meditation, and you can use that any time that you get thrown in life, or at work, or if you simply want to bring on a relaxation response in your body. So the core part of that was Dr. Andrew Weil's relaxing breath. So that's breathing in for 4, holding for 7, and breathing out for 8. And doing the 4-7-8 cycle no more than 4 times. And I really recommend checking out some more of Dr. Andrew Weil's work. He has some other really fantastic breathing techniques that you can use. That's all for today. Tomorrow, we're going to explore the world of multitasking. Is it a good thing? Can it be done? Let's find out. Take care, go well, and we'll check in tomorrow for day 8.